Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The Biden administration hopes the killing of Hamas's leader can lead to a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president and Pentagon chief Lloyd Austin say Yahya Sinwar's death makes Israel and the world safer. But beyond that,
let's also make this moment an opportunity.
An extraordinary opportunity to achieve a lasting ceasefire.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Sinwar was the biggest obstacle to that. It's too soon to know who might replace him.
And what that individual may be willing to pursue one way or the other.
For now, peace talks remain stalled. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Humanitarian Office accused Israel on Friday of using warlike tactics against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, citing killings by soldiers and attacks on Palestinian olive groves by Israeli settlers. Israel's military said it had launched an investigation into the reported attack in Jenin, and the commanding officer there at the time has been suspended pending the checks. In remarks published by the Israeli military on Friday, Israel assesses Lebanese Hezbollah death toll is at 1,500 men. Israel has continued with strikes in southern Lebanon on Friday as its army called for reservists in northern Israel. The United Nations peacekeeping mission, known as UNIFIL, is stationed there to monitor hostilities along the demarcation line with Israel, but said its forces had come under several deliberate attacks by Israeli forces in recent days.
Because we are there at the request of the Security Council, there was also a strong and vocal voice from the Security Council, from the international community to stay there.
A UNIFIL peacekeeping mission spokesperson on Friday said it had found evidence of the possible use of toxic white phosphorus near one of its bases. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday during the BRICS summit that Russia would not let Ukraine get nuclear weapons. This is after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that since Kyiv had given up its Soviet-era nuclear arms, it must join NATO.
Ukraine truly deserves to become the Soviet third NATO member one day, and we must do everything to ensure this happens. That is why the first fundamental point in the victory plan is the invitation to NATO.
Ukraine inherited nuclear weapons after the breakup of the Soviet Union, but voluntarily relinquished them in the 1990s in return for guarantees of its territorial integrity, a deal it says Moscow reneged on by invading its land. Zelensky later clarified that he had never said Ukraine was preparing to build a nuclear weapon. Russia has returned to Ukraine the bodies of 501 soldiers in what appears to be the biggest repatriation of war dead since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. A United States judge on Friday released more evidence in the federal case accusing former President Donald Trump of trying to overturn his 2020 election loss. The evidence includes material from special counsel Jack Smith's earlier filing, which argued Trump is not immune from the remaining charges. Smith's filing detailed Trump's attempts to stay in power, including conversations with family and aides. Trump, the Republican 2024 candidate, has pleaded not guilty to four charges related to obstructing the certification of his loss to Democrat Joe Biden. A Rome court on Friday ruled that a group of migrants sent to a reception facility in Albania had the right to be brought to Italy, challenging Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's plan to divert asylum seekers abroad. I hope that someone will also find solutions for me because I am the one who then has to find the solutions. And in fact, I will find a solution to this problem as well. We will still lose time, but I have already summoned a cabinet meeting for Monday also to solve this problem because I intend to move forward. 16 migrants rescued in the Mediterranean were taken to Albania, the first to be housed at the new facility. Four were already brought to Italy for health reasons or as minors. Charity group Sea Watch applauded the court decision, saying the whole media show organized by the Meloni government clashed with national and international law. The government intends to appeal. Britain's foreign secretary has called engagement with China pragmatic and necessary as he makes the first visit to the country by a cabinet member from the Labour government that took control in July. Human rights groups are demanding that Lammy press the Chinese government over its crackdowns on dissent in Hong Kong, Xinjiang, and Tibet. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.